You see, the ruling mental state is everything. I know that you and I have been trained to believe that we've got to change what's going on out there. But believe me, the thoughts that you think repeatedly become fixed in your subconscious mind. And those thoughts are going to determine what happens in your life. Make no mistake about it. Now, if you're holding thoughts of lack and limitation, that's what you're going to attract. Now, most people don't understand this, and they attract what they don't want rather than what they do want. You've got to start seeing what you want. Well, if you want good in your life, quit trying to change the bad. Quit trying to get rid of the bad. Let it go. Let the dead bury the dead. Let it be part of the past. Start to see the good that you desire. See it as present in your mind. The second you've got the idea in your mind, you've got it intellectually. The second you internalize it, you've got it emotionally. And then it's only a period of time until you attract it physically. Attraction's a very powerful process. We've got to realize that everything we're seeking is seeking us. We've got to be open to the good that we're looking for in life. We've got to understand that the only way to receive good is to give good. We've got to put it out and we take it on. This is an orderly universe, and energy is forever moving. You have to understand that your life is full right now. Now, it may not be full of what you want, but your life is full. Your calendar is full. All your time is spoken for. You'll say, well, it's really not. I've got a lot of wasted time. That's how you're using it then. We must replace the waste with productivity. Start to think who you can give to, what you can give, where you can give, and then give everywhere you go. Give the very best you've got. And you know something? You'll receive the very best the universe has. It's sitting there waiting for you. See, the truth, the real basic truth, is everything that comes into our life, we've attracted. We're literally magnetized to it. Do you know that your brain is an electronic switching station? It controls the vibratory rate of this massive energy that we call our body. I'm not my body, I'm not my brain, you're not your body, you're not your brain, but you do have a brain. We have a marvelous mind, and we can control the vibration we're in, and when we do, we start to control what comes into our life. Mind is the master power that molds and makes, and man is mind, and evermore he takes the tool of thought and shaping what he wills brings forth 1,000 joys or 1,000 ills. We think in secret, and it comes to pass. Our environment is but our looking glass. Do you know James Allen wrote those words a little over 100 years ago? I began to study them close to 50 years ago. Every year they mean a little more to me. Thinking is a powerful force. It's been said that it's the most powerful force we're capable of. You see, the mind, it's the most powerful force in the world. And thinking is a very, very powerful form of energy. And I began to study this information. And you know, it took me a while, but as I started to adopt the concepts and adapt my mind to them, my life started to change. My problems started to sort of disappear. I started earning a lot more money. I was living in a healthy body, very rarely ever being ill. I noticed that I started to attract different people into my life, more interesting people. You see, the truth was, I was just becoming a more interesting person. A person's interesting because they're interested. And you see, as we start thinking powerful thoughts, everything starts to happen. The progress of the individual is largely determined by what? What do you think it is? Let me share that again. The progress of the individual is largely determined by... It's a good question, isn't it? It's by his ruling mental state. Because the mind is the basic factor in governing power in the entire life. My life and your life, you see? Listen very carefully to this. Have you ever had someone condemn or criticize your efforts when you were given the best you thought you had and really tried to please them? I'm sure you have. I know I have, and I'm sure you have. Didn't you feel like folding up and just quitting? Just say, it's over. When you put good into anything, good's going to come back. We pointed out that every great leader that has ever lived has been in complete unanimous agreement that we become what we think about. Understand that you have infinite potential. No one knows what you're capable of doing. The most erudite scientist alive will not even guess at what you're capable of doing. Listen, when we talk about you, we're talking about something that is awesome. The highest form of creation on the planet. That's what you and I are. We've got to learn to forgive ourselves. We've got to forgive others. We have to realize that what we did yesterday, we cannot change. If you did something deliberately wrong, let it go. Forgive yourself. If you did it and you didn't do it deliberately, forgive anyway. Let it go. If someone else has done something to you, don't hold any resentment. Let it go. Now, that doesn't mean that you want to go and give them an opportunity to do it all over again. You may move away from that. But you cannot hold bad thoughts in your mind and move in a good direction. We work from a higher to a lower potential. We go from the thought to the thing. Spirit always manifests through its polar opposite. You go from the non-physical to the physical. You and I have the ability to tap into a non-physical world, a world of thought. Yet we can choose our thoughts. We can choose any thoughts we want. No one can guess what you're capable of doing. You may be sitting there and will say, how do you know that? You don't even know me. Because we all have infinite potential. You see, we're spiritual beings. Spirit's omnipresent. Spirit's 100% evenly present in all places at the same time. The best, the highest form of intelligence on the planet. And we're not utilizing it properly. We have infinite potential. There's no end to what we can bring to the surface. No one even knows what we're capable of doing, least of all you. So why do we set goals? We set goals to find out what we're capable of and to develop the best in us. We want to set a goal that's worthy of us. You're trading your life for a goal. Now, I don't think you'd trade your life for a car. I don't care what the automobile is. It could be a Ferrari, a Lamborghini. Would you trade your life for it? I don't think so. Would you trade your life for a house? I haven't come across the house that I'd trade my life for. Now, I've been in some beautiful neighborhoods, and I've been in some magnificent homes, but I wouldn't trade my life for any of them. And yet, you know, you are trading your life for what you're doing today. Now, if you're not going after a goal that's worthy of you, then what are you trading your life for? It is the progressive realization of a worthy ideal. Now stop and think of what that means. Progressive is not go and back, up and down. Progressive is continually moving in an upward direction. So if we're going after the goal we want, we're not going backwards, we're not having bad days. We're progressively going in the right direction of a worthy ideal. Now we're not asking, are we worthy of the goal? Is the goal worthy of us? Use it, and you'll win. Master your mind and guide it intelligently. You know, most people are controlled by what's going on outside. They're not using their mental faculties to really control their life. People are not mastering their mind. They're not using it. They're not controlling their own life. Try to be on the outside of what you idealize on the inside. Your thoughts make you. And your ideals, principles, or ruling desires will determine your destiny. Now, I have studied this material since 1961. October 1961 is when I really began to study this. So naturally, I've watched a lot of things change. I've watched things change in the world. I've watched the attitude of people shift. And it shifts primarily because we're starting to understand ourselves better. Make a daily effort to use the knowledge that you have gained. Try to improve upon all of your opinions. Endeavor to obtain a truer and a larger conception of each of your personal views. We've got a lot of ideas locked up in our mind that violate the laws of this universe, and that's what's causing our problem. Have you ever really analyzed your own belief patterns? Why do you believe these things? As you try to find why you hold these views, many of your old-time views are going to fall to pieces. Form a clear and definite idea regarding your convictions as to why as you do, and to why as you think. You see, most people never really ask themselves, why do I believe that? Do you know almost all your beliefs you've inherited? That's true. Dates way back into your genetic nature. From the moment of conception, your ancestors are built right into the genes. See, it's no accident that a very small, select group of people live really meaningful lives, yet so many others are struggling all the way through their life. The latter is deep thinking, which arouses dormant powers, quickens the perception, and leads to the enlargement of life on all planes. You see, most people's thinking takes them to last night's ball game, maybe the weather, or who won the election. What we're talking about is deep, penetrating thought. Really dig into our mind. Let's figure out how we can take quantum leaps, just jumps ahead, rather than small, incremental changes.